Kopitana Valaba Giri Paradadi. Jaya Gopijana Valabha Giribara Daji. Yasudanandana Vrajajana Ranjana Yasodanandana Braja Janaranjana Yamuna Tiravana Chadi Yamuna Tiravana Chadi Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Haribol, 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 Nittai God, Haribol. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki ananta koti vaiṣṇava vrinda ki gaura premānande. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. So happy to see you, all of you. Today is a very beautiful day. It's nice, cool. Last night was a nice wind. Krishna turned on the air condition for us because we're suffering the heat. So today we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Also today there is a nice program with all the students. You must be wondering, what is all these people about? This is a student program. It's called Chhatra Sammelan. Chhatra Sammelan, so students from all over Calcutta or different state of India? All over West Bengal. They are coming here and they are recharging their battery with spiritual vision and spiritual knowledge, and then the Krishna Consciousness movement will expand. So this is a very nice thing to see, that the devotees are inviting people to come and learn the science of Krishna Consciousness. Thank you for the organizer. So today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, chapter 22. And we will finish this chapter because it's all names and dynasty. So they asked me to read the sloka 32, but they want me to read from 26 to 49. So I will read first 26 to 49. I'll go through all the sloka, just the translation, because they're all name of the dynasty, of the Surya, Vamsa. And then we will go to the text 32, and then we will try to say something about this sloka. 26 to 49. Okay, text 26. I'll just read the translation, or shall I read the Sanskrit as well? What do you say? What's your advice? Huh? Sanskrit also, I would say. Gandharyam daturastaya gyaniputra sudam nipa tatra durjaino jeshto dukshachapi nikanyaka. Translation: Dhritarashtra's wife, Gandhari, gave birth to 100 sons and one daughter, O king. The oldest of the sons was Duryodhan, and the daughter's name was Dushala. Text 27-28. Sapamainantarudraya pandohantanamarata jatadharma mile de brio judhisthira mukastraya nakula sadavascha madriranastarajasyo draupadyam pancha panchabhyo putrate pitaro abhavam. Translation: Pandu was restricted from sexual life because of having been cursed by a sage, and therefore his three sons, Yudhisthira, Bhima, and Arjuna, were begotten through the womb of his wife, Kunti, by Dharmaraj, by the demigod controlling the wind, and by the demigod controlling the rain. Pandu's second wife, Madri, gave birth to Nakula and Sahadeva, who were begotten by the two Ashwini Kumara. The five brothers, headed by Yudhishthira, begot five sons through the womb of Draupadi. These five sons were your uncles. Text 29. Yudhishthira pratindiya shrutaseno vrikodarat Arjuna chanuta kristu santanita chanakuli. Translation. From Yudhishthira come a son named Prativindya, from Bhima a son named Shrutasena, from Arjuna a son named Shrutakirti, and from Nakula a son named Satanika. Test 13.31. Sadevo sutarajam chatukarma tatapare Yudhishthira tupauraityam devatata gatokacha Bhimasena dibhyam kalyam sarvagatam tataha saha devat suhotram tu vijaya suta parvati. Okay, the son of Sahadeva was Shrutakarma. Furthermore, Yudhishthira and his brother begot other son and other wives. Yudhishthira begot a son named Devaka through the womb of Pauravi, and Bhimasena begot a son named Ghatotkacha through his wife Idimbi, and a son named Sarvagada through his wife Kali. Similarly, Sahadeva had a son named Suhutra through his wife named Vijaya, who was the daughter of the king of the mountains. So now is text 32. Shall we skip this and do it later? Or we read this? What? We skip it? Okay, we skip it. So text 33. Tatvatata subhadrayan abhimanyo anyayata sarvadubhyadraviro uttarayan tata bhavan. Translation, my dear King Parikshit, your father Abhimanyu was born from the womb of Subhadra as the son of Arjuna. He was a conqueror of all Atiratas, those who could fight with 1,000 charioteers. From him, by the womb of Uttara, the daughter of Viradraja, you were born. Text 34. Parikshenu karasu danur brahmasra dejasa tvanchap krishna nubhavena sajito morchitantat. After the king dynasty was annihilated in a battle of Kurukshetra, you also were about to be destroyed by the Brahmastra atomic weapon released by the son of Dronacharya. But by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of God, Krishna, you were saved from death. Text 35. Travene tanayasata jamane jayapurvaka shrutasena bhimasena ugrasena chavirvajavan. My dear King, your four sons, Janamajaya, Shrutasena, Bhimasena, and Ugrasena, are very powerful. Janamajaya is the eldest. Text 36. I think I read only the translation, otherwise it's going to take too long. Because of your death by the Rakshasa snake, your son Janamajaya will be very angry and will perform a sacrifice to kill all the snake in the world. Test 37. After conquering through the world and after accepting Tara, the son of Kalasha, as the priest, Janamajaya will perform Ashwamedha Yajna, for which he will be known as Turaga Medasat. Text 38. The son of Janamajaya, known as Satanika, will learn from Janavalkya the three Vedas and the art of performing ritualistic ceremonies. He will also learn the military art from Kripacharya and the transcendental science from the sage Sonaka. Text 39. The son of Satnika will be Samaranika, and from Mimalkan the son named Ashwamedha. From Ashwamedha will come Asimakrishna, and his son will be Nemika Chakra. tax-free. When the town of Hastinapura, New Delhi, is inundated by the river, Nemichakra will live in the place known as Kusambi. His son will be celebrated as Chittaratra, and the son of Chittaratra will be Suchiratra. Text 41. From Suchiratra will come the son Vishriman, and his son Susena will be the emperor of the entire world. The son of Susena will be Sunita. His son will be Nirchakshu, and from Nirchakshu will come a son named Shukinala. Text 42. The son of Shukinala will be Pariplava, and his son will be Sunaya. From Sunaya will come a son named Medavi. From Medavi, Nripranjaya. From Nripranjaya, Durva. And from Durva, Timi. From Timi will come Bridharatra. From Bridharatra, Sudasa. And from Sudasa, Satanika. From Satanika will come Durdamana. And from him will come a son named Mainara. The son of Mainara will be Dantapani, and his son will be Nimi, from whom King Kshemaka will be born. I have now described to you the moon god dynasty, which is a source of Brahmanas and Kshatriya, and is worshipped by the demigod, a great saint. In this Kali Yuga, Kshemaka will be the last monarch. Now I shall describe to you the future of the Magadha dynasty. Please listen. Sahadeva, the son of Jarasandha, will have a son named Manjari. From Manjari will come Shrutrashtrava. From Shrutrashtrava, Jatayu. And from Jatayu, Niramitra. The son of Niramitra will be Sunakshatra. From Sunakshatra will come Brihatsena. And from Brihatsena, Karmajit. The son of Karmajit will be Sutanjaya. The son of Sutanjaya will be Vipra. And his son will be Suchi. The son of Suchi will be Kshema. The son of Kshema will be Surata. And the son of Surata will be Dharma Sutra. From Dharma Sutra will come Sama. From Sama, Dyumatsena. From Dyumatsena, Sumati. And from Sumati, Subala. Finally, text 49. From Subala will come Sunita. From Sunita, Satyajit. From Satyajit, Vishwajit. From Vishwajit, Ripunyaya. And all this personality will belong to the dynasty of Bridharatra, which will rule the world for 1,000 years. Purport. This is the history of monarchy that begin with Jarasandha and continue for 1,000 years as the above-mentioned king appear on the surface of the globe. Thus ends the Bhaktivedanta purport of the 9th canto, 22nd chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled The Descendant of Ajamidha. Now we go back to our sloka 32. We can read together from the board. Karenu matayam nakulo naramitran tatarjuna iravantam ulupyam vai sutayam badraham manirupa manipura pate swapi tatputra putrika sutaha karano matyamakulo narumitran tatarjuna iravanta ulupyam vai sutayam babruvahanam manipura pate swapi tatputra putrika sutaha karuna matayam nakulao Nanamitrantatarjuna Iyavantamulapyambai Sutayambabruvahanam Manipurapate swapi Tatputram putrikasutaha. Mater diz: Kerunumatyam, in the wife name Karunumati, Nakula, Nakula, Naramitram, a son named Naramitra, Tata, also, Arjuna, Arjuna, Iravantam, Iravan, Ulupyam, in the womb of the Naga Kanya named Ulupi. Vahi, indeed, Sutyam, in the daughter, Babubrahanam, a son named Babruvahana. Manipura Pate, of the king of Manipura, Saha, he, Api, although, Tatputram, the son of Arjuna, Putrikasutaha, the son of his maternal grandfather. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Nakula begot a son named Niramitra through his wife named Karunamati. Similarly, Arjuna begot a son named Iravan through his wife known as Ulupi, the daughter of the Nagas, and the son named Babrubana by the womb of the princess of Manipura. Babruvahana became the adopted son of the king of Manipura. Please repeat after me. Nakula begot a son named Naramitra. Through his wife named Karenumati. Similarly, Arjuna begot a son named Iravan, through his wife known as Ulupi, the daughter of the Nagas, and a son named Babruvahana, by the womb of the princess of Manipura. Babruvahana became the adopted son of the king of Manipura. Purport. It is to be understood that Parvati is the daughter of the king of the very, very old mountainous country known as the Manipura state. 5,000 years ago, therefore, when the Pandava ruled, Manipura existed as did its king. Therefore, this kingdom is very old aristocratic Vaishnava kingdom. If this kingdom is organized as a Vaishnava state, this revitalization will be a great success, because for 5,000 years the state has maintained its identity. If the Vaishnava spirit is revived there, it will be a wonderful place, renowned throughout the entire world. Manipuri Vaishnavas are very famous in Vaishnava society. In Vrindavan and Navadip, there are many temples constructed by the king of Manipura. Some of our devotees belong to Manipura state. The Krishna conscious movement, therefore, can be well spread in the state of Manipura by the cooperative effort of the Krishna conscious devotees. Jai Om Agyanti Minandasya Agnanjana Salakaya Chakshun Minandamayatasma Sri Guravena Sri Chaitanya Mano Istan Stapitanya Dabhutale Swayam Tuparavayana Sagnanagam Chikam Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shiva Sadishi Gaur Bhatta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Vancha kalpakarubhyasta kripa sindubhyaiva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. So before making an attempt to speak of such a wonderful transcendental subject matter, I appeal to the Vaishnava and Vaishnavi to bless me that I may speak some words which appeal to your bhakti. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So this is a beautiful sloka connected with Manipura. So I was just doing a little study about how this Manipur state, and there is so much written in Wikipedia, and Vaishnava wrote so much. The name Manipura, okay, Mani means jewel. So what happened is that this historical record is there that Shiva and Parvati, who are always in the mountain, they were traveling to this beautiful place, Manipura, and they saw this beautiful, enchanting location. How many of you have been in Manipura? Anybody? 1, 2, 3, 4. Only 4 people. So we should all go to Manipura. It's a very beautiful place. There are beautiful lake full of all those flowers. Very hills, mountain. People are very gentle. Everybody's wearing tilak. So it's a beautiful place. So Shiva and Parvati start to dance in this place. And as they were dancing, Lord Anantashesh, the millions who the snake, came to watch the dance, and he was mesmerized by the beautiful artistic dance of this couple, so much so that he started dancing also. And while dancing, you know, some of the jewel from their heads fall into that place. So Mani means gem, and Pura means the place of the gems. So this is full of gem, that place, because the Lord Shiva's blessing. So Manipura is one of the states of India, and is mentioned in the Bhagavatam, is mentioned in Mahabharata, is mentioned in many, many places in this history. So why is very famous place also? It's because Narottam Das Thakur went there and preached to the king. So there's a beautiful connection with our Vaishnavas and the history of Manipur. So people are very pious, and the whole kingdom was following the Vaishnava culture. Everybody followed Ekadasi. Everybody till today, they wear tilaks and kunti mala. And people are very, very gentle, very hospitable, wonderful Vaishnavas. So, of course, Narottam Das Thakur was born just a few years before Lord Chaitanya disappeared. And he was a wonderful child. So when he was born, he was the prince, actually. He was the son of the king. And so the father called the astrologer. And the astrologer said, wow, this is a very, very special chart. This is a very special child. He will do wonderful activity. But be careful of the river. Now what happened is that one time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing in Kirtan, as he used to do every day. While dancing, looking at the place where Narottam Das would appear, he started to chant, Narottam, 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 and he fell unconscious on the ground. And all the body were astonished. And Nityananda went and said, Prabhu, I don't know anybody of your associate with this name. Who is this Narottam you're talking about? And he was, I will explain to you everything. So he got up and he said, you see in Katuri this place, in the future, one great devotee will be born, and his name will be Narottam, and he will extensively preach and distribute the love of God. And I want to give this love of God to him. And then Nityananda was perplexed. He said, but he's not yet born. And me and you, we will go from this place. So how will you give this love to Narottam? He said, you all come with me. And he went to the Padma River. And said, you do kirtan. And you see. Then Lord Chaitanya dived inside the river. He went in the middle of the river. And when he went to the middle, the water started to whirl around and spill over the bank. And then everybody saw one beautiful personality, one Devi. She had yellow dress. She was luminescent like the sun. She came in front of Lord Chaitanya and prayed, Prabhu, how can I serve you? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu instructed her. He said, you see, after some time, one person, his name Narottam, will take birth in Katuri, and he will come and take bath in the river. I want you to keep this love of God with you until that time. When you will come and take bath, at that time you release this love of God into him. And she said, yes, Prabhu, I will do what you say, but how will I recognize such a Prabhu? He said, don't worry. Just like you recognize me, I came into your water, and you can recognize also Narottam. And then she disappeared. And all the devotees were in ecstasy. They were continuing the kirtan blissfully and ecstatically as ever. So what happened when this child was born? And they did a chart. The astrologer said, be careful of the river. So the father and mother give instruction to all the guard and all the citizens never to allow Narottam to go to the river. Because they were scared. They didn't know. They thought, oh, our son will drown. Or something will happen to him. They were very, very scared. So when he was a child, all the other boys, they're playing under the tree. And they say, well, let's go and jump in the river. We're feeling so hot. And he was also going. But the guard catch him. No. You cannot go. Why I cannot go? My friends are going. I want to go. I want to also splash in the water. I'm sorry. But your father, mother give instruction. You cannot go to the river. So then as time went by, Narottam started to hear discourses about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda and all the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Some sadhu used to come and they used to give speech and they used to describe the wealth and the full quality of Raghunath and how he left everything, the kingdom, how he left his wealth, and how he went to the forest, and how he went to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he was only a small toddler. So after listening all this, he went to the mother. Mother, shall we also give up all the kingdom? Shall we also go to Puri? Shall we search for the devotee? Shall we do all this? The mother said, no, don't worry. We are king family. We have to look after our subjects, we have to collect taxes, we have to make sure everybody is happy. But Narottam was never interested in these things, never. He was always absorbed in listening Krishna Katha from the sadhus. He was not interested even in study anymore. Although he was a Shrutidhar, he could remember everything just once. He will hear from the teacher. He masters grammar, poetry, Nyaya. All the teachers were surprised. What a special child. He can remember everything. But he lost interest. He has lost interest. He had no interest in collecting taxes, in being a king, in enjoying the princely atmosphere. He was always thinking of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was always thinking of the Lord. How can I go there? So as he grew up, of course, his father and mother recognizing that this child is very special, but he has no attraction. So why don't we get him married? We found a beautiful girl, so he will forget everything about this sadhu's business and devotee's business. They were also devotee, but they were thinking to protect their kingdom. They were not sinful people. They were pious to have such a son. But they were thinking somebody should manage the kingdom. And this is our prince. He should be managing the kingdom. But he had no interest in his wife. He had no interest in having children. So he was dejected. So he was always in his heart thinking of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associate. So one night in a dream, the Lord appeared and told him, please, don't worry. Just go and take bath in the river. Everything will be revealed to you. Then he started to wake up. It was night. Then he put some furniture to climb the window. He saw the guard were sleeping. He said, this is my chance. I can go and take a bath in the river. And so slowly climbed down from this building, from the palace. He very stealthily looked that he's not recognized and stopped by the guard. He went and dived inside the river. When he dived inside the river, he felt so ecstatic. And again, his beautiful personality, the Padma River personality appear and say, I have a gift for you. He say, Chaitanya, Nityananda, Chaitanya, Nityananda. And then she give the gift to him, The water start to swirl and spill everywhere. There was like an ocean in ecstasy. So you receive this mercy of Lord Chaitanya, love of God, Krishna Prem. His body shrivel, his body changed color, and he found himself total ecstasy. And then when the mother and father wake up, they cannot find him. It was before the sunrise. They ran to the river and they saw that the sun was there. It was completely different color. He was totally different personality. And then they understood something happened. He was totally in ecstasy. So they tried to restrict him so much, to block him down, to imprison him, but to no avail. Eventually he ran away, and eventually he went to Vrindavan, where he met Jiva Goswami, and he studied under him, and he learned the Shastra, and then he was sent for preaching. So one of the preaching mission was, he traveled extensively all over India. Him and his disciple went also to Manipur, where the king became very impressed, and he became a Vaishnava. And that's the king today, and today Manipur. We also bless, Srila Prabhupada briefly mentioned that we have some devotee from Manipur. Of course, Bhakti Sarup Damodar Goswami Maharaj, he was amongst us. He was from Manipur. He was a PhD, a scientist. And also his story is very kind of similar to the one on Narottam Das Thakur. He was very intelligent devotees from when he was a child, born in Manipur, in a great family of Vaishnavas. So the father and mother saw, descending to the university and school, and then he got, to go to America and continue his study. Yeah? Then he went to America and he studied. Then one of his friends, Mr. Rao, he said, oh, there is, one time they were walking in the street, they saw the devotee chanting and dancing with the tilak and dodi, and he was very impressed. He said, oh, look, this is our culture from Manipur. And so he was very, very impressed, very attracted to the devotees. So his friend, Mr. Rao, said, oh, Srila Prabhupada is coming, we should go and see him. Because Srila Prabhupada came to Los Angeles. He said, not now, I will come some other day. So after a few days, he's prodding Sarup Damodar to come and see Prabhupada. He was always saying, no, I'll come tomorrow. Then Mr. Rao said, look, if you don't come today, I don't want to see your face anymore. You know, between friends, you make some statement like, are you really my friend? Then you have to do what I say. This is good for you. Let's go. And so he went. He met Srila Prabhupada. And the rest is history, because he completely understood what is the ultimate goal of life. He gave up his study. He became a devotee. He took sannyas. He established the Bhaktivedanta Institute, is still going on, preaching to the scientists, to the intellectual, and he organized worldwide preaching to the intellectual and to the famous people in the science entourage. And he was very humble, he was very sweet, and his kirtan were also very, very special. So this great personality, I have the fortune of being associated with him when I was in Chennai as a temple president. He was the GBC of Tirupati. So in Tirupati at the time we had a small hut, and he used to come there and preach in Tirupati and in Chennai. And he was very, very, very sweet person. One time I was in Bombay, and there was we were near the entrance of the guest house, and I went inside And one life member called him and said, "Hey, come. Can you help me with the luggage?" And he went there and helped to carry the luggage. And I came and said, "Maharaj, what are you doing?" "Oh, no, I'm just helping these devotees, you know." He was so sweet. I went to the life member and said, "You know who is this?" He said, "No, he's a devotee." "Yeah, but he's a Maharaj. He's a PhD. He's a scientist. He's a sannyasi." He said, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know. Sorry. You feel business. He said, no problem. "Ganga, why are you telling these things? It's okay. We should help everybody." He was always smiling, always happy, always very blissful. So, Prabhupada said that if by the cooperation of the devotee, we can revive the state of Manipur. So this is a very important point. We had to cooperate ourselves, amongst ourselves, our brother and sister. There should be no distinction of class, creed, color. Because Srila Prabhupada said, if we are self-realized, then we understand we are not the body. It's not American Vaishnava, black Vaishnava, white Vaishnava, Indian Vaishnava. No, Vaishnavas are beyond this bodily council of life. That we are chanting Hare Krishna, we are realizing we are not that body, we are preaching Krishna consciousness, we are going back home, back to Godhead. That's our business. Who is in charge? Who will do what? Who can do the best? Let them do it. If somebody come and say, "I can do this service better," please come. In fact, Srila Prabhupada wanted that the temple president train the vice president, and then the vice president will be the president, and then he moves on, opening some other center. So Srila Prabhupada was not into this feudal, you say, in South India they have this, in Vrindavan they have Goswami family, but Nityananda Vamsa, I don't know, Nityananda, whatever. But it's not that by birth you become a devotee. We have so many devotees, we have so many sons and daughters, they're born as devotees, but at one point they had to make a decision in their own heart, "I want to be devotee, I want to serve Krishna." We can't force them. You can say, "Oh, I am the son of Prabhupada," okay, whatever. But what is the quality of the devotee? Is that he wants to please Krishna. And how we can please Krishna? By cooperation. Cooperation means we can disagree, and we can agree also if we disagree. Yes? Why not? Maybe you have a better idea. Maybe I think my idea is better. Hey, but let's figure it out. It's like playing football. Yes, somebody is in a door, somebody is in attacking, somebody is defense. But we are all one team together. We're playing together. We're spreading this Krishna conscious movement. And this is our mission of our life. Who cares? Who is doing what? What position they have? We're going to die anyway. We're going to leave this body. We're going to leave this position. So what? Are you going to take your temple president, brass plate? Are you going to take your car? Are we going to take the danda even? We cannot take anything. Yes? What we can take with us? Nothing. Naked we came, naked we go. So, why being attached to any position? We are the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. That's our real position. So why not serving the Lord in cooperation? Sometimes maybe we need to clean the bathroom and say, "Oh no, I will not clean the bathroom. I'm a Brahmana. I will not touch this." What? If you are a Brahmana, Suchi, you purify the bathroom. When the Brahmana goes to the bathroom, when he comes out, the bathroom is more clean, Prabhupada say. Because that's the nature of the Brahmana. Not that we leave a mess and then let somebody else come and clean. Because I'm in charge. No, my dear friend, there's something wrong in our thinking, in our idea, in our philosophy. If we see some dirt, we clean. It doesn't matter who we are, whether we're GBC, BBC, whatever, anything. We have to serve Krishna. And Krishna knows is in our heart. We cannot cheat God. Oh, I am a big sadhu. Look, my big sika. Look, my big tila. My big kuntimala. I should be respected. No. I'm servant of the servant of the servant of the Vaishnavas. That's our real position. Now, if the devotee requests us, please come and do this service, then we do it. Otherwise, we shouldn't go on criticizing everybody. Oh, what the GBC knows? What this temple president? What this guy knows? They don't know anything. I know everything. I know better. Then, if you know better, why Krishna doesn't put you in that position? Yes? We have to be what we are. We are servants. But within that conditional state, because we're all born conditioned, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, within this, there is perfection. Our nature is to serve. Whether I cook, whether I clean, whether I type in a computer, whether I do the puja, address the deity, whatever. Whatever we do it for pleasing Krishna. And that's what will please Krishna. So, I just want to remind ourselves that we are here not to exploit the material nature, not to exploit the facility of Srila Prabhupada created for our own self-enjoyment, self-aggrandizement, self-gratification, but we want to use everything in the service of Krishna. Sometimes we walk around, we see so many things getting rotten, you know, nobody using them. If you ask, can I use this? No, this belongs to that department. Okay. Then after 10 years, still there, it's getting rotten, nobody used. No, this department changed, now it's somebody else going out there. Okay. But why things should get rotten? Why we cannot use everything in service of the Lord? Why we cannot have the intelligence to think, everything we have belong to Krishna. My body, my mind, my soul. And everything in this material world, especially in the Holy Dham, belong to Krishna. So why not using everything properly? No. Because of false ego, we think, this is mine. I am in charge. Under my protection. I know what to do best. Okay, you do it. So, in conclusion, it's almost 9 o'clock. I will leave 5 minutes gap for question and answer. I think that if we sincerely chant the only name of the Lord in a humble state of mind, we can develop love of God. I was just studying this Harinam Chintamani, where Haridas Thakur has been asked by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to explain about the holy name. Everything is in the holy name. So we have to give some special time to this chanting. Because sometimes the word, you know, we take a little bit superficial. Talking about myself, we can take Japa Mala and check our phone and read and do this and that. Of course, I remember I used to drive the bus and chant Hare Krishna, but that's a separate thing. I was driving 20-hour day for the Sankirtan, so there is no time for chanting, so I learned to chant in whatever situation. But if we can, we should dedicate some time. Just we put in our heads, say, I'm going to chant only and listen to the holy name, because that's the only solution to all problems. If I chant nicely, I will be charged with Krishna Bhakti in my heart. Then I can see everything accordingly. I can see everything which is belonging to Krishna. I can be really happy and focused in my Krishna consciousness. So everything starts from that. First thing first, yeah? First thing first, we wake up in the morning, we take a bath and we chant Hare Krishna. We go and see the Lord. And then we want to serve. Because what we are chanting is that, my dear Lord, please engage me in your service. So we want to be the servant. Because that's our natural position, and that's what we are. And that's what we came here for. If we came here and then slowly we become diverted to think something else, attracted by some material, name, fame, position, then we are lost again. Then again we are wandering into the material sphere. Of course we get a benefit on Namabhas. Haridas Thakur explained, Namabhas can give liberation, position, all these things. But why we came here? Because we want to get Krishna praying, love of God. And there are different stages from Sadhu Sangha, Bhajana Kriya, Nartanivriti, Ruchi, and all this. So, Haridas Thakur said that if we are in a Madhyama stage, if you are Uttama, you see everybody like devotee, then you have no problem. If you are Kanista, you only see Krishna in the temple. Prabhupada said at least we should come to the Madhyama stage. So from the Madhyama stage, we should understand what is my position in relation to all these different stages of advancement in spiritual life. And how can I go next? If we don't understand, we can go to some senior devotee and say, Prabhu, I feel like this. This is what's going on in my mind. Where do you think in this scale from Sadhu Sangha to Prema, where I am? So the devotee will tell us, okay, Prabhu, you are in this stage. Focus your chanting. Follow the regular principle very sincerely, very honestly. Krishna will reveal in your heart. You will understand yourself. The devotee can see. We cannot cheat God. We cannot cheat ourselves. We cannot make fake advancement. We have to be sincere and honest. In a long way, this will give us the fruit of love of God. I'd like to thank you very much for listening very carefully, attentively. No one fall asleep. If you have any question or any answer, there are many stalwart devotees amongst us today, apart from Janani Vas and Jivanath and many other devotees. Any question? Yes, please.
Sometimes in the war against Maya, it seems like Maya's getting the upper hand. Like you mentioned Bhakti Swarup Damodar, the Bhaktivedanta Institute. He's taken away from us, and there doesn't really seem to be anybody who's been able to replace him. And, you know, in this way we've had a lot of setbacks, lots of setbacks. So how can we stay encouraged in when it seems like the battle's being hopeless?
Nice question. So the idea is this, that we are all under the influence of time. Yes? Even devotees, we are under the influence of time. If Krishna wants, things will happen. So many things happen to be wrong, many things happen to be different way. But let's take the position of understanding that Krishna has a higher purpose for everything. Yes? So, Krishna knows, Prabhupada said that the third generation, many pure devotees will be manifested. And there will be self-manifest. It means you can see naturally that these kids, they are really intense devotees. They are really focused in chanting, they are focused in doing the service and preaching Krishna consciousness. So, due to our inability to perform, we should not lose faith. We should pray to Krishna, please send somebody who can do this, who can help us in spreading Krishna consciousness. For example, Srila Prabhupada mentioned about the state. Now there is one devotee's Mataji in America, Tulsi Gabbard. She is contesting to become the USA next president of the United States. She is a Vaishnava, coming from a family of Vaishnava. If you hear a speech, she speaks about Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu straight. And somebody interviewed her, I saw the other day, somebody interviewed her, said, you know, politics is dirty. Why you want to do this to yourself? She said, I'm only a servant. I see this as an opportunity to serve the country. So Krishna will send people, empower people, to manifest this golden age, which started 500 years ago when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu disappeared. You remember that there will be a manifestation of the golden age in this Kali Yuga? So, maybe me and you, we're worth very little. But there are so many other great bodies will come and they will pump Krishna consciousness into the whole world. We have to have faith. We are small. Krishna is great. Krishna can empower anybody to do the service. If me and you are not able to do, okay, but somebody else can do it. So let's pray, let's have faith. The Lord has His own design. Sometimes we see sinful people that are very rich. How this guy is having Mercedes-Benz, so much money. Yeah, but what happened to him next life? How is he going to suffer? Like a dog? Or maybe take birth as a cockroach? We don't see that. So it's like sometimes the Christians, they say, why bad thing happened to good people? But we are the result of our activity. The Lord is making the law so perfect that we don't see Him. But He's managing the entire universe so perfectly that we don't see Him. The plants are growing, the sun is coming, the night is coming, the river are flowing, the ocean is moving. Everything is going on perfectly well. But yes, His own time. We don't interfere with that. So, let's pray to Krishna that we can be ourselves saved by remembering the Lord at the moment of death, and then the Lord will empower the Sankirtan movement of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to preach all over the world. And we see there is an awareness in consciousness in different level. From the scientific level, there are people who are realizing we are spirit soul, we are not the body. Within each and every cell, there is power. So people are realizing things. People are waking up to a new consciousness. So we just have to be there, ready to give the answer to the people. To give the Srimad Bhagavatam and Bhagavad Gita book for reference. We have to teach people how to become Krishna conscious. Does this answer your question? Hare Krishna. Yes, Madhaji. Can you give the microphone, please?
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna.
Speaking about Tulsi Gabbard, I've witnessed so many devotees making reference, like calling, speaking about her when making reference. So I want to ask if she's an ISKCON Vaishnavi, because I'm not sure. Srila Prabhupada was in support of joining politics because he said it is a dirty business.
Yes, but Srila Prabhupada said that we can use everything in Krishna consciousness. Number one, she's a daughter of devotees initiated by Prabhupada, but then they left. I think they were in Hawaii, Krishna Swarup or somebody like that. But doesn't matter. She's following the principle of Vaishnavas. And if we think always everything is dirty, who will do it, then what happened? Look at India. For 60 years, rampant, what would you call it? Corruption in a political state. And India was in a mess. But from when Modi came, we are not political party glorifying anybody, but Modi came, a person who has no personal interest in stealing the money, but actually seeing that the country's glory is being reestablished and many things will change. And they are changing. So similarly, Tulsi Gabbard, coming from Vaishnava background, if she become, the president of the United States, of course, we understand behind the president there are so many other forces, but it will not be bad. It will be good for preaching. It will be good for many things. Because eventually the devotee has to establish themselves in a position where they can be influential. Now, when she speaks, she doesn't speak politics. She speaks about balancing and being Krishna consciousness. So, it is a favorable thought for people even to realize and listen to where they become purified. In that sense, it's good. Now, whether she survived the turmoil of this, because as you say, there are so many things, but she looked like a strong person. She was in the army, and whatever, she knows what she's talking, and she's dedicated to being Krishna conscious. She doesn't have a personal ambition that, oh, I want to be the president. When I'm there, I'm doing nothing. No, she wants to preach Krishna consciousness, a reestablished Dharma. So that's, I see it as in the Lord empowering different personality around the world to make the world Krishna consciousness. That's the way we should see it. I think. What do you think? Hare Krishna. Any other question? Yes, Prabhuji. Okay, please clarify, because I'm not American. I don't know anything about it.
This has nothing to do with that. I'm okay. A Vaishnava.
Okay.
I'm trying to be. So Tulsi's father took initiation from Siddhasarup,
okay,
who is a disciple of Srila Prabhupada. Well, she really has nothing to do with ISKCON, as Siddhasarup has nothing to do with ISKCON anymore.
She followed Vaishnava principle.
Oh, absolutely. Well, right. Siddhasarup's a devotee. He's a real devotee. He just didn't want to be mainstream ISKCON.
Jai, thank you for the clarification, Jivanath Prabhu. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda ki, Gaura Premanande. Thank you very much.